y'all play a lot of chess? You know, you can't have a chess game until someone takes the game box and opens it up and takes the board out and assembles the pieces and the players take their respective positions. Only when that happens do you know a chess game is ready to start. That's how to understand our world. The world is being set up like a match, a battle that's coming. And one of the things that is being set up in our world is the movement towards one world government. And people say, oh, come on, Andy, you're getting into conspiracy theories now. But here's the reality of the situation. It's not a conspiracy theory when they come out and tell me what they're going to do, is it? David Rockefeller, in his memoirs, page 405, writes this: some even believe that we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists, of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. Now that's, I think, what Jan Markell calls hidden in plain view. It's like as these one-worlders get closer and closer to their goal, they get more transparent about what their true objective is. Do some study on George Soros sometime, and you'll find the same mentality. Globalism, one-worldism, etc. But there's one piece of the puzzle they really haven't been able to pull off yet, and that's the religious angle. That's the plank that's missing. Charles P. Schleicher, a one-worlder back in the 1950s, said this: there are those who believe that only a universal religion to which men are fervently devoted, one which unites men in devotion to a single God and in a common brotherhood, will serve to overcome the divisions among men and the worship of the secular nation state. There's one thing we need to pull this off. We've got to have a one world religion. The globalists themselves admit that. I've already shown you the scriptures where this is Satan's goal of bringing in a world religion. So let me take you here to three things. These to me are the seminal things. These are things in my mind that are more conspicuous than anything else that the devil is using to bring in the one world religion of tomorrow. The first one is what is called the Gaia hypothesis, and that's the worship of the earth. Now, I don't know where you stand on the global warming debate, but quite frankly, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. And the reason I don't is because of what God said in the covenant with Noah after the flood. God said, while the earth remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. He gives four contrasts there of natural rhythms the earth is going to go through until the end. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, and he throws into the mix here cold and heat. The earth is going to go through natural cycles of heating and cooling. That's why we had global warming in the days of the Vikings. That was long before I got my SUV, for example. You can't blame that on cars. And so, but see, the issue of the environment, and we can have a Christian view on the environment, being a good steward of the earth, has sort of disintegrated into what I would call environmental worship. And that's what takes the form of what is called the Gaia hypothesis. Gaia is the idea that the earth is a living, breathing entity that you have to be nice to, or the earth itself will retaliate against you through tsunamis, earthquakes, heating, cooling, drought, etc. And this is all in the literature when you just take the time to look. One Gaia advocate says, according to the Gaia hypothesis, we are part of a greater whole. If we endanger her, she will dispense with us. In the interest of higher value, that is life itself. Quoting here, the great theologian Danny Glover made a very interesting statement concerning the Haiti earthquake of 2010. He says, what happened in Haiti could happen anywhere in the Caribbean because all these islands and nations are in peril because of global warming. When I watch this, when you see what we did at the climate summit in Copenhagen, that was 2009. That was where the United States and other countries decided that they weren't going to go along with an environmental treaty. Glover says, this is the response, the Haiti earthquake. This is what happens. You know what I'm saying. What is he reiterating here? It's Gaia. The earth just reacted against us because we didn't treat the earth right. You know, we kind of laugh and giggle at this, but it's amazing how this mindset is so high amongst the highest movers and shakers of the society. So the earth, we're told, has a fever. The earth is dying. She's portrayed as crying and all of these kinds of things. And you say, well, what does this have to do with world government? It has everything to do with it. Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff under former President Obama in the United States, said, you never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you could not do before. We need a crisis to get the government to grow. The government's not going to grow unless people are afraid in a state of crisis. You watch how Hitler took over Germany, how he deliberately started fires. It's kind of this idea that I start a fire in your house and suddenly I come in the front door with a fire extinguisher and I become your hero, even though I'm the one that caused the fire to begin with. And what you have with this whole global warming, climate change thing is what I would call a global crisis. You have to have a global crisis for mankind to reach out for the global solution. What is the global solution? It's always the same thing. It's one world government. One world government is going to fix everything. This is why this issue of the environment is not going to go away. And in fact, the globalists themselves, when you study their writings, admit that they've made a crisis out of this thing on purpose. They write, King and Schneider, Club of Rome, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming and water shortages and famines and the like would fit the bill. Believe me, I'm not in favor of trashing the planet. I'm in favor of basic common sense in environmental stewardship. But what is being promoted today is far beyond that. It's the Gaia mindset. It's a global problem that we need a global solution for. I mean, think about this for a minute. If you think that there is a global crisis going on with the environment, the government can regulate every area of your life, including what you eat, what you drive, where you work, what kind of hairspray you use. All of that can be regulated. And that's why I would see this global warming issue as one of the key stage-setting events for the end time. Remember Al Gore? He, after all, did invent the Internet, remember? According to Al Gore, he says in his book Earth in the Balance, we must make the rescue of the environment the central organizing principle of civilization. And I think when we toss around this issue of the environment, a lot of times we're naive as to what the true agenda ultimately is. Here is the new Pledge of Allegiance in the United States of America. I pledge allegiance, this is in many Colorado school districts, I pledge allegiance to the flag and my constitutional rights from which it comes, and to diversity in which our nation stands, one nation, part of one planet, with liberty, freedom, and justice for all. Wow. That's not the Pledge of Allegiance I grew up with. I thought we were one nation under God. And when you study the origins of American liberty, that was a big deal because our Declaration of Independence roots our rights in God. You say, well, so what? It means everything. If God gave us our rights, can man take them away? How can man take away something God gave? But this new pledge roots the rights in the earth. See the difference? So Gaia, to my mind, is bringing us very fast into the world government of the future and the world religion.